to Library Out Loud with your host, Jane Baker. Jane has 7 years working at the Spokane County Library District as a communication and development director. Library Out Loud is about any and all things that are happening at the Library District. Library Out Loud is brought to you in part by STCU and SCLD. Now, here's your host, Jane Baker.
Hello and welcome to Library Out Loud. I'm Jane Baker with the Spokane County Library District. Joining me today is Savannah Stewart. Savannah's also with the Spokane County Library District, and she works in our communication department. And so glad you're here today, Savannah.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. Thanks for coming in. What we're going to be talking about today, perfect timing, holiday gift ideas, and we'll be talking books.
Yes.
You know, we talk a lot of times on this program about all the things that we do at the library that don't have to do anything with books, mm-hmm. because there is so much at the library. But today we're going to talk about books, one of the things that people kind of expect us to talk about. You're an avid reader.
Yes.
An avid reader. I see you reading a lot. You read a lot.
I try.
And you always have some fascinating books. And so recently I was looking at one of the books that you were looking at, mm-hmm. and I said, oh my gosh, you need to come on the program and talk about all these great books that you see that are fabulous gift ideas. So that's what brought us here today. So let's get going. And you brought the book that I first saw you looking at that inspired this whole idea.
The book that inspired you. Mm-hmm. And I actually, the reason I came across it was my mom, who works in our collection services department, mm-hmm. she always brings over books that she's like, these are super cool, you should check these out. So that's usually what you see me looking at. Uh-huh. this one is cool. It's for kids. It's called Overview. And it's just looking at the Earth from satellite images. And I saved a couple in here. Like, here's airplanes in Everett. So this is the Boeing factory.
Wow.
And this is so fun to look at. I've looked at it maybe 5 or 6 times, and every time I find something new and cool, like some solar panels in China that they made to look like pandas.
Like pandas.
Yeah.
So the whole book is about shots from space.
Yes.
Or from planes, either one, and it shows a look at the Earth in different ways.
Yeah.
Fascinating book.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. it's called The Overview, and uh-huh. it's about the overview effect, which I had never heard of, but it's what astronauts refer to when they see Earth from so far away.
Yeah.
And they don't see political boundaries, and it just, this sense of oneness that comes over them. And so that's why the book is called that. But there's some, yeah, it's super cool. Any kid who just likes looking at cool stuff mm-hmm. will really like this one.
Kids or adults.
Oh, yeah. It's a good coffee table book.
There's a couple other pictures you have marked in here.
Yeah.
Again, this one's called Overview. This one, we're saying gift ideas, so you'd want to purchase these. But even if you want to check them out and not purchase them, these are all available.
They are.
Spokane County Library District.
So they are.
This one's Overview, and you have a couple pictures. The pandas are really cute.
I do. I love mm-hmm. the pandas. Mm-hmm. How creative.
And then This one.
That's a wild one.
And this is a before and after. Oh, we're not showing it up too well because of the shininess of the pages. But there's a before and after photos from space. And this particular one
is a refugee camp
mm-hmm. in Jordan. So,
Didn't even exist. And then a couple years later, it's massive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these kinds of things are a lot of fun to look at. Love this one. You can pick this up a little better on camera.
Yeah.
This page, it kind of looks gray and brown. And this one, you see lots of colors. And what this is the tulips.
Yep.
Over in
Netherlands?
In the Netherlands.
There we go.
Yeah. So you see the before they bloom and then what they look like after. So these are fascinating. So this is just one book. It's called Overview, A New Way of Seeing the Earth. Great gift idea for coffee table books.
You have
stacks of them there.
I do. I don't know if we'll get to all of them, but we will try.
That's okay.
And it's only half of what I have saved. So I got a little crazy. This is a children's book. It's a picture book. It's called Turtle and Tortoise Are Not Friends. It's hilarious.
Okay.
So these two, a turtle and a tortoise, are born, and they've decided to never be friends because they are so different.
Really?
Like, this turtle will have nothing to do with the tortoise. He's totally different. So they, as they go to be friends, says, "Oh, but I'm not a turtle," said the tortoise, not quite so warmly. "I'm a tortoise. A turtle is a horrid beast with rough skin and a hard shell. Well, I am a handsome creature with a hard shell and rough skin."
Aww.
So they spend years, literally, years and years go by before they they get knocked over and they can't seem to get up because they were playing on a ball.
Uh-huh.
And they need each other's help to get up. And so they discover that maybe they have more in common than they thought.
Oh, what a great, great story for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's really fun. And picture books are usually ages 3 to 5 with an adult reading with them.
Mm-hmm.
That one's super, it's very cute.
Turtle and tortoise.
Are not
friends. That's
no
a great
way.
One. Oh, what
two,
fun.
Two different.
What fun for kids.
Yes.
Yeah. What else you got?
This is probably one of the my favorite picture books that I've read. Mm-hmm. To be fair, I don't read a lot of picture books.
Okay.
But this one cracks
yeah, you're,
me
you're
up.
You're usually reading really thick, pretty dense. I'm amazed.
Really it's, heavy.
Yes, yes.
Not fun stuff to read. But this is Llama Destroys the World.
Oh.
So Llama loves cake.
Okay.
And discovers piles and piles of cake and eats it all.
Okay.
And that is his first mistake.
Mm.
His second mistake is on Tuesdays he likes to dance, and he can't fit into his dancing pants. And I don't want to give anything away, but just the pictures,
oh,
it's
perfect.
The animation and stuff is so funny.
That's great.
It's so good. And mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to ruin what happens, but I would very highly recommend this one. It's super funny.
Llama Destroys the World.
Yes, and I think he actually has another llama book coming out in May, and that one is about him cloning his friend Alpaca to do his chores.
Oh, what fun.
So.
What fun. Another great one for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
one is really cool.
Awesome. What else you have?
Let's see. Let's try. Okay, I got a cookbook. This is The Big Book of Amazing Cakes, The Great British Baking Show.
Oh,
so
that's a winner.
Yeah, if you love baking or if you just love the show and like to see what kind of things they make, this is a great book.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the cakes are really, I would never attempt them. They're way too complicated. But if you're a baker, I'm sure it's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And no problem.
Oh, wow. Look at all the recipes in there.
Yeah.
And
it has contestants that were on the Great British Baking Show. So it's some of the things they've made.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also just some of their favorite things. Like, mm-hmm. look at this cake that looks like pancakes.
Oh, that's great.
That's
that is great.
Yeah.
And is the recipe for that in there?
It is.
Oh, I might need to put this one on hold.
Yes, that mm-hmm. one is very fun
Big
to look at.
Big Book of Amazing Cakes. Yes, amazing cakes. Now, mm-hmm. We're all hungry.
Yes.
Okay. That's great. Okay, great. What else do you have?
Another cookbook here. You Suck at Cooking. It's
oh.
It's a YouTube channel, and uh-huh. I've never watched it. But one of my favorite recipes in here are for diet ice pops.
Okay.
This is a very snarky book.
Okay.
So eating a diet ice pop is a great way to enjoy a delicious dessert while watching your figure. And it's just ice.
Just ice?
Yeah, it is.
All right. I don't know. Can you guys pick this up on the camera? It's a popsicles, and they're just regular ice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. You Suck at Cooking.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. it's very snarky. There is a whole section in there on pickles. And if you don't like pickles, you need to change your life and just start liking pickles.
Okay.
Because pickles are the best things on sandwiches.
Uh-huh. This one also has some recipes in it.
It does.
Okay.
Not all of them are snarky.
Okay.
But if you really want to make a friend laugh and maybe they're not great at cooking, it would be a great book to get them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what fun. What fun this is. You Suck at Cooking, a great gift for even a Secret Santa type
yes.
of thing. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that one cracks me up.
This one's great. And this is brand new. This one's just out.
Yep.
Okay.
Most of these, I was actually waiting for them to get processed.
Mm-hmm.
So they are very, very new.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're not showing you any old stuff here.
No, all 2019. I think the oldest one might come from May.
Oh, okay. Great.
So, but most of them.
Hot titles.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. This one.
That's a great one. I might set that one aside, too.
This one I'm very excited about.
All right.
This one is a National Geographic image collection, and it's called Women.
Ah.
This would... This would be a good gift for somebody if you had a lot of money, because this is $50.
Wow.
So you need to really like them.
Okay.
If you're going to get them this. But it's just full of amazing photos of women. And it's divided up into chapters like joy, wisdom. Mm-hmm. This.
Oh, great. Hold
amazing,
that one up. This is.
Amazing coffee table book.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could look at it over and over again and never get bored.
And National Geographic, of course, they bring you a wide variety of things, and cultural influences as well. Wow.
It is very, very cool.
Wow, look at these great photos. This is a great coffee table book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, just celebrating women all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous book.
There's also interviews in there. I'm trying to think of some of the people. Laura Bush, there's an interview with her. Roxane Gay.
Mm.
And a couple other just influential women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are great.
They're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
National Geographic Women.
Mm-hmm.
Image collection. Yeah, this is fabulous.
Yeah.
Great one. And also, if it's a little out of the price range, you can check
it out. Get
it
at the library.
And show it off that way. So
yeah.
That's great. Ah, awesome.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorites that I actually picked up and was looking at.
I could see that this one would take some time to look through and really appreciate the work that's put into it. Yeah. You have quite a stack there. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to look at some more.
Okay.
I see one of them there has got a little different look of the pages. Yeah.
Yes.
We'll look at that one next?
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
Let's take a quick break and we'll look at that. We'll be right back on Library Out Loud.
What? You haven't been to the library lately? Stop in today and see that the library is more than books. Spokane County Library District facilities feature on-site technology, including Wi-Fi, computers, and printers, as well as free use of meeting rooms. The Library District offers events and programs for all ages, from story times to career development and employer classes to social security workshops. Our staff is well trained and happy to help. Find out more about your library at scld.org.
I'm Jade Becker, and I'm a senior at Chewila High School. I'm at STCU's Money Live event. In this scenario that we played today, I was a realtor. My spouse was a city worker. We had an 11-month-old child, and there was a lot of spending for that child, like diapers and formula and had to buy toys and clothing. I'm very glad that I had this experience. It was super helpful. You need this to get far and ahead in life. I'm Jade Becker, and STCU is here for good.
Welcome back to Library Out Loud. I'm Jane Baker, and this is Savannah Stewart. We're with the Spokane County Library District, and today we're talking about great gift ideas, coffee table books, fun books, new books, interesting books. We were just talking about this You Suck at Cooking one, and we have Carly back there. She's off camera, and she says, we must watch the show. It's on YouTube. Very good. All right. All right. So check out the book and check it out on YouTube. That's great. Savannah, what do you have? There's the one that has the different pages.
The blue.
Yeah.
Yes. This one's called Frankly in Love. It's a teen novel.
Okay.
I've only read a little bit of it, but I loved it. It's very, if you've seen To All the Boys I've Loved Before on Netflix, kind of like a really sweet teen rom-com. Two friends start to fake date.
Okay.
And it goes exactly how you think it would go.
Okay.
I mean, I'm pretty sure. I haven't got to the end.
All
but
right.
I can kind of see where this is going. But it's very cute. I think I read, and I may be mistaken, but I think I read that they are planning on making this a movie.
A movie?
Yeah. They already are like, this is awesome. We have to do it.
What age groups do you think this book is appropriate for?
There is some cursing in it. So if that worries you, then maybe not.
Okay.
Not yet. But I didn't get far enough in to see if there was anything else that was kind of iffy.
Gotcha.
But very, just a really good, like, warm feeling book. If you just want something that's not heavy, So I should probably read it. Okay. It's not crazy. Just like a good love story.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is Frankly in Love, and it's interesting because the outside is blue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it kind of looks black on camera, but it's actually blue.
It's really cool looking.
The inside pages seem to be regular pages. Yeah. Kind of cool looking. And that one's Frankly in Love.
Yeah, for teens.
For teens.
Or adults if they want to read it as well.
Sure.
I do not discriminate.
Sure. All right.
Okay, so speaking of a YouTube cookbook.
Okay.
This is Binging with Babish.
Ooh.
I'm very excited about this one.
Okay, what is that?
The YouTube channel Binging with Babish is a guy who will recreate recipes from TV and movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I wonder if I can find it here. He does have in here, like, Buddy's pasta from the movie Elf.
Oh.
Which has all the candy on it, and it looks absolutely disgusting.
Ah.
And so in these recipes, he tries to reenact them how they're stated. But then he, because he's a chef, and he'll take it and be like, okay, here's what you should do, though, to make it better. Let's see if I can find a... There it is. So he does not recommend you do this with your pasta.
Okay. So that's pasta in the middle. Oh, it is. It's spaghetti. Okay.
Yes. From Elf. And he does have a version like, hey, here's how you should properly sauce your pasta, but don't do that. So this one is super fun. There's a recipe from Goodfellas. I mean... Everything, South Park, Coco, The Simpsons. It's very, very fun. And if you haven't seen the YouTube show, I highly recommend it.
And this is Binging with Babish.
Yeah.
Apparently, I need to be watching more YouTube because I'm missing out on some of these. But this is an interesting idea.
Yeah.
Take the food from different programs. And
yeah, he actually, in it, he also makes a Krabby Patty from SpongeBob.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
This is another great one. Great, great idea. Oh, lots of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Binging that one's very
with
cool.
Babish and YouTube. Must check that out.
Yes.
What else? Oh, you have one with cookie dough on it.
Should
right
we do
there.
That one?
Yes, we must do that one.
This is Hello Cookie Dough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a ton of recipes of edible cookie dough.
Mm.
I mean, when I say a ton, I mean like there are so many recipes in here. And there's cakes, milkshakes, just they have the bases like to make any kind of edible cookie dough. I did learn, because I know the thing with cookie dough is to make it edible, you don't want eggs in it.
Okay.
But you also need to cook your flour.
Oh.
Raw flour can make you sick.
I did not know that.
And the person who wrote this, what is her name? Kristen Tomlin.
Okay.
I think she opened a... cookie dough store, like edible cookie dough. All the celebrities love it, of course.
Wow. I've
seen it all over like Instagram.
And, yeah, where is the store?
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh, shoot. I need to find out.
I would say, I'd guess Los Angeles if I had to take a guess.
All right.
But like some of the things, here's, oh, nice, ice cream. Like mint chocolate chip cookie dough.
Cookie dough, and she served in that photo, it's in served a, up in
cone.
A... cone.
Mm, yeah,
great idea. Ooh, pecan pie.
Definitely good party ideas.
Oh,
Brookie Bar.
Oh my. That looks delicious.
So, yeah. So many things.
Hello cookie dough.
So maybe your friend who has a sweet tooth.
Perfect. 110 recipes in this one. So
yeah.
That's great.
Lots.
I didn't know about the flour.
Yeah.
Hmm. Must check this one out. I will be putting this one on hold as well.
Yes.
We just have a pile over here of my holds list.
Oh, there
up.
You go. What next? Okay, how
about... Oh, she's got so many to choose from.
I do. Here's a middle grade novel. So this is usually for kids 8 to 11.
Okay.
So, like, reading well, getting into bigger chapter books.
Mm-hmm.
Lilani of the Distant Sea. This is one that's very... If you liked Moana...
Oh,
it's the same kind of concept where a young girl goes on a big journey. It looks super adorable. It is so cute, and I love the artwork on it. Yeah.
8 to 11, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give or take.
So this is beyond the picture books when you're starting to read chapter books.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Cool.
Yeah, and so Lilani goes on an adventure. She sails away, going to a place where nobody's returned from. To help her mother.
Oh, and this is a Newbery Medal winner as well. So, yeah, excellent book. So
yeah.
This would be a great one. Great gift ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Also brand new, just came out.
Brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Oh, gosh. What else do you have?
This one. Okay, here's another picture book. It's called Because.
Mm-hmm.
Mo Willems,
yes.
Who writes...
Elephant and Piggy.
Elephant and Piggy, okay. Thank you. This one is... If you catch me on a good day, I'll cry to this one.
Uh-oh.
It's all about because somebody made music, a young girl got to hear the music, and then decided to become a composer.
Aww.
And, I mean, the illustrations are lovely. It's a very feel-good. Anybody who loves music,
mm-hmm.
it'll probably make them tear up.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be honest.
Gotcha. Isn't it funny how these beautiful... picture books that are really kind of for kids get to you every time.
It gets me good. This is a great one.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually if you go to the website, because it has what the young girl grew up to compose, they have it in the back of the book, and I think you can listen to it. So
really? Yes, they have the actual music there.
The sheet music.
So this is great.
And
this is the very again, not the best on camera, but this is like sheet music for the song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So because. That's a good one.
Because.
Yeah, because
very
somebody
nice.
Played music, a young girl got to hear it and decided, I love music, I'm going to start learning music, I'm going to start composing, and then she gets to play in the same theater that she first heard music.
Yeah. Fabulous story.
Oh, yeah. It'll get you.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do this giant one over here.
Giant one. Ooh, look at this.
Mythologica. This one
is
massive.
Yeah.
It's for kids.
Uh-huh.
It's a children's book.
Uh-huh.
It's all about different myths, and the artwork is gorgeous.
Oh.
It's gorgeous.
Wow. Wow.
I think it's in alphabetical order, or that might have been another book. Forgive me, I looked at thousands.
You do. You do look a lot of books.
But just the different myths and the gods and...
Oh, this one's about Poseidon. Look at that artwork. Oh,
yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I think anybody would love to look mm-hmm. at this. But if you have any kiddos that are interested in, like, Greek mythology and that kind of thing, this would be a really cool one
mm-hmm.
for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's... And adults, too, actually.
Yeah, this one goes both ways.
It really does, The artwork is just...
Wow.
Just incredible.
And that one's called again?
Mythologica.
Wow. Yeah. What a great book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This yeah.
is a great
it's
one
not your average size book.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Fabulous. Oh, this is beautiful. Also brand new.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. I think I'm the first person to have that one as well.
Okay.
I will return them very soon.
Yes. They'll all be available as soon as the program's over, probably.
Yeah. And I'm done looking at them.
Okay.
They're so cool.
All right, we have a few left.
Okay. This one is Perfectly Peculiar Plants.
Okay.
And again, it's children's, and I love the artwork in it. And it's just a bunch of plants that maybe you hadn't heard of, didn't really know much about.
Mm.
Queen of the Night Cactus.
Okay.
The one that I thought was really creepy, so I'm going to share it. Where'd it go? Tree Shrew Toilet Pitcher. What a name.
Really?
Yes.
That's the name of the plant?
Yeah, it says most pitcher plants eat insects, but one pitcher plant in Borneo has evolved a very unusual form of trap. In fact, it hardly catches insects at all. Instead, its sugary nectar attracts something very different, a little furry animal called a tree shrew.
Okay.
So this is a plant that eats tree shrews?
Oh.
Which is terrifying.
That is terrifying. Kind of like a Venus flytrap, only it's a tree shrew toilet pitcher.
Yes.
Okay. Kids will love that.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Do they not eat it? See, this is why you need to read.
Okay.
They poop in it.
Oh, okay. Can we say
Which
that?
Which is also terrible.
We can say that, right? Yeah, we're fine. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, kids will love this book. And it's called again?
Perfectly Peculiar Plants. So anybody who, if you have any kids that are starting to be interested in plants
mm-hmm.
or... like to go collect them, this would be, it's very cool. And again, the artwork is awesome.
Very, very colorful. That's great. That's great. Okay, I think we have time for one more.
Oh gosh, pressure.
There is a little pressure.
Okay. It's a cookbook called I Can Cook Vegan.
Okay.
It's set up unlike any other cookbook I have seen. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to read, and each chapter has like a mission. So the first chapter is pasta and noodles, and your mission is to get you to multitask and just how to cook, be a good cook in general. There's a ton of recipes in here. And even if you're not vegan, you'll probably find some really good stuff in here.
Something that you like.
Yeah, some chili, which I know a lot of people, if it, mm-hmm. there's no meat in it, it's not chili. But it looks mm-hmm. like chili. So,
looks like it, yeah.
Yeah.
And that one's called?
I Can Cook Vegan.
I Can Cook Vegan.
So if you have any friends who are maybe for their New Year's resolution or trying to eat more plants or mm-hmm. get a healthier lifestyle, mm-hmm. this would be a really good one, especially if you have no idea what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Cream of mushroom soup.
That's great.
Might make that one myself.
Yeah,
so,
that looks good.
Yeah, this one's really cool.
That looks good. Oh, well, there seems to be quite a variety.
Yes.
Something for kids, picture books, recipe books, which are always a big hit. Non-recipe books that are recipe, can we call it a non-recipe book?
Yeah.
Lots of great recommendations for the holidays. Savannah, thank you for curating this pile of
You're
wonderful
welcome.
Books and coming in and talking about it and giving us some great gift ideas.
You're very welcome.
And we'll have you back again. No
oh,
worries. I know
okay.
that you've been reading those books and reviewing them. So we'll have you back. So great gift ideas here on Library Out Loud. For next time, or until next time, mm-hmm. I'm Jane Baker, and we'll see you then.
Thanks for watching. Library Out Loud is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksMedia.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Library Out Loud is sponsored by our friends at the Spokane County Library District and STCU. Ask Jane a question, recommend a guest, or hear this program again on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or SpokaneTalksMedia.com.